You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like a fine wine aged to perfection until the bottle shatters against the rocks of history, two ancient warriors of radio broadcasting take to the airwaves of Madison for anyone brave enough to listen to the unvarnished truth, or something like that. It's John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning again.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah. Bright, beautiful sunshine.
Yeah, it's really nice sunshine.
Yeah.
Nothing else is nice about it.
Looking good for a Tuesday morning.
Nah.
It's not Monday anymore.
Weather sucks.
What are you talking about? It's just because the dew point. You're all hung up on this dew point.
I am hung up on the dew point because it means a lot to me.
Does it really?
Yes.
It does feel muggy out there.
And I had to go through this yesterday with my wife.
Really?
Yeah. She said, come on, it's not that bad. I said, no, the dew points, they're really bad. Well, what is it? And, you know, I said, I bought this outside thermometer in order to for us to know exactly what it is. You know, it's one of those indoor-outdoor things. You can tell what's going on out there.
Sure.
And it's very accurate, but I bought it because it had dew point on it. And, you know, dew point is in degrees.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
And I had 71 degrees out at my place yesterday.
Okay.
And I said, it's not so much the degrees, it's the amount of pain and stress that you have to go through under the dew point. Look. Okay, so, you know, I said, it's not so much the degrees, but it's the comfort level. And I said, you know, it's really uncomfortable. And then if you get into the 70s, it's unbearably uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. That's all true. Yeah,
so,
and today is going to be one of those kind of days.
It's going to be like that.
Yeah. Muggy all day long. And we could be in for some showers and thunderstorms later on today. But this morning's looking nice. Nice, beautiful sunshine. What are you doing?
I'm just collapsed here in a pool of sweat. Yeah, this is, it's just
suggesting
really uncomfortable.
The air conditioning is not working the way it should. Is that what you're saying?
No, but here it is. Okay. 67 degrees dew point.
Yeah, anytime it's above 60, it starts.
There you go. It's uncomfortable.
Crazy.
I'm feeling a little sticky myself.
Then
well, you have a sweatshirt on.
I never wear correct stuff.
No, I guess.
I wear beanies when it's 90. So.
Well.
And today is Dom's birthday.
Oh,
happy
it is.
Birthday,
yes,
Dom.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You, thank you.
Yeah.
Turning the ripe age of 22, guys. 22. So
22.
Everyone.
Wow.
Yep. What does that mean?
Yeah.
That means that.
We're really, really old. It just makes us feel
we're extremely
even
old
older than
point.
We are.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for reminding us. Yikes.
Yeah. Okay. What should we get to here? Should we get right to the history book? What do you got? You want to do the history there?
We could, but I thought there was something.
Well, the calendar is always the thing that we want to get through really quickly because no one likes it.
Just get it out of the way.
Nobody cares about it anymore.
Yeah, no one cares.
It's all about food today on the calendar, except for one thing.
Yeah.
It's National Mascot Day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you see a mascot walking around, you know, give them a high five, I guess. I don't know. What are you supposed to do on National Mascot Day?
Well, you know, if you still have your mascot outfit, you could always bring it into work.
I have actually a Bucky Badger outfit. I have a Bucky Badger mascot. Maybe I should bring it to work one day.
What do you mean?
What?
Yeah, I have a full outfit. I actually wore it to sleep one time.
So. Okay, wait. Well,
wait a minute. You probably just fell asleep in it, but.
And then maybe and then I fell off the bed. And then
well, why do you have a Bucky Badger?
It was for Halloween one year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, the thing is, Sam wore mascot costumes.
He had a mattress mascot costume. Yes. He was dressed up as a mattress.
Yeah. Didn't he wear a Scooby-Doo outfit, too, at one point?
He did. I think he did. Yeah, it's a night market.
Right. Okay, so all you people wearing mascot outfits, good luck to you today.
Yeah.
It's National Cherry Tart Day. Okay.
All right.
National Apple Strudel Day.
Yeah.
Seems like that would be a conflict, but I don't know.
Could
National
be.
Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Forget that day.
I've got a, got a picture of vegetables and fruits together.
Yes, yeah. Weird.
And National Root Beer Day.
Yeah.
Oh, root beer.
I loved root beer.
Yeah, every once in a while, yeah.
It was so good.
Good fresh
it really
root
was.
Beer, yeah.
It was the closest thing as a child you can get to drinking beer. So.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good stuff. Okay.
Well, okay. I emailed you a couple of musical tunes for us. Mm. For our guest later on, we'll be talking about cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be getting that in there.
We're going to talk to Jesse Christensen about cannabinoid therapeutics. I guess there's some new things on the market.
But they really have gone into a lot of research.
Yeah.
Putting this together.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's with the organization Cannabis DNP. Is that
yes, DNP.
Do we know what DNP stands for?
It's
a secret organization of some kind.
It's a secret, yeah. It's for the FBI.
Okay. All right. Good enough. All right, now should we get to the history?
Why not?
Let's do it.
Please
Let's do it.
Tom, all right. It's all over to you.
All right, all up to me. All right, 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrives in the New York Harbor. Mm-hmm. So that's the beginning of the Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1950, the first kidney transplant is actually conducted at a Chicago hospital. Do I know what Chicago hospital? No, I do not.
No.
But I know it was conducted in Chicago.
When was that? 1950.
1950.
Okay.
1950.
Wow.
So.
I didn't realize they'd been doing that long.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a long time.
All right.
And then in 2021, President Joe Biden signs Juneteenth National. I didn't write the end part of this. I don't.
Juneteenth National Day. Or
yeah,
something.
It's just a national day.
So that's actually on. It's on June 19th, Thursday.
It's a Tuesday. Yeah, 2 days. Yeah.
Yep. All right. And that's it for the history book.
Isn't it strange that they, I think it's so bizarre that this thing where they're banning DEI.
Mm.
So because of the ban on DEI nationwide, it's not something illegal, but they're banning it. How do they do that? Anyway.
What made you think of
my
that?
Head just, because the day we were just talking about, what was it?
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth day. Juneteenth has a hard time celebrating now because of DEI, because of the funding that they used to get. Corporations used to fund things like that, but now they can't do it anymore because, of the ban. Mm-hmm. So they're having a hard time celebrating this particular day now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why it was banned. I don't get it.
Well, it's a racist thing. It's a way of sealing in systemic racism for decades to come. Mm. I mean, we're trying to get rid of it. We're trying to wipe it out. We were really getting close. And then Trump came in and banned DEI, and they blamed DEI for everything, even though diversity,
equity,
and inclusion doesn't seem like it's anything bad. Or even in combination, anything bad, but they banned it and made it illegal for a lot of these places to have these policies. So now we're kind of stuck in all these groups that depended on that funding for parades and big get-togethers. Now they can't do it anymore because the funding has dried up.
Yeah. Well, Juneteenth, that's in a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
It's on the 19th, so...
Yeah.
We'll have to do a little
happens on that.
Research on that and see where it goes from here.
Absolutely. Let's get to birthdays though, shall we?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
In 1903, we have Ruth Graves Wakefield, and she was actually the inventor of chocolate chip cookies. So the opposite of what you said, National Vegetable Day or something today?
Really?
The opposite
chocolate
of that.
Chip cookies.
Well,
she invented them.
There's an invention.
There we go. That's
putting something in cookie batter. Wow. I'm an inventor. What about the person who invented Raisin cookies. How about that, huh? You know, I invented raisin cookies.
We don't talk about them. You know?
Jeez.
All right. God. And then we also have another birthday today. It's Greg Rolie, 1947. He was the lead singer of the band Santana and Journey.
And keyboard player. Mm-hmm. Extraordinaire. Yeah. Yes. Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have one more birthday, and it's Dominic, 2003. I don't know who he is,
that's
but...
That's you.
Oh, that's me, yes. There we go. But yes, that is another very historical right. birthday.
Yes.
Okay.
2003.
What are you going to do to celebrate your birthday today, Dominic?
I think I'm going to go to a nice restaurant, and I'm going to eat as much as I possibly can. And
really?
Then sleep it off until I come here this time tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a plan.
Nice to have that kind of a digestive system. Wish I had that yet.
You have a restaurant in mind? You're going to go with your girlfriend, Isabel?
Yeah,
where are you thinking of going?
I'm thinking we're going to Cento, which is a block down in State Street. It's an Italian restaurant. Very nice. Mm-hmm. We were like the last person that they booked for 6 o'clock today.
Lucky you.
I know.
Oh, you got right in there.
I'm happy. Yeah. I'm excited. That's why I can't wait to go.
All right. Well.
Okay. Got anything? I don't know.
Well, no, that's one of those. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. You could always go to the Nitty Gritty. They.
They have, you know,
free beer. Is that
I think they get
a free burger.
Free burger on
and
your
a
birthday.
Beer on your birthday.
Do they still
really?
Do that? I don't know.
Of course they do.
Do they?
Yeah. Sure. They didn't give that one up.
I gotta go
there
then.
For that.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah, well, they've got a few locations. One of them's right down.
I think it's on Francis Street.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Francis and University Avenue,
Or whatever it is there.
I don't know.
It's right on the corner. It's right on the corner.
Everything
the
changes.
Corner.
I don't know.
Let's see. Yeah, it's 223 North Francis.
Yeah,
okay.
And you're right. They still do the free.
Yes,
yeah,
they do
all that free stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So try that. You know, eat and then go over there and tank up.
Of course, the original owner or one of the owners was
Marsh
Shapiro.
Shapiro, yes,
great guy.
Yep,
he was a sportscaster,
TV legend.
He had a TV kid show.
Yes,
in the early days. Marshall the Marshal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He knew what it was like talking to puppets. That inspired you, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, it did. Yeah, I had the kid show over at Channel 47 for a couple of years, a few years.
You know, I couldn't wait to be on your show. You know, I've been dying to have my own puppet shows. It never happened. But you got the puppet show.
I got the puppet show, and I invited you on as a guest. You talked to Francois the Fox and Betsy Bear and Dimples the Dinosaur.
I know. Francois was a real... real head case.
Still is. Scotty Yarbrough won't let Francis out of the box in his basement. He's got some curse or something.
Well,
I pleaded with him. Bring
Francois
in
so we could talk to him on
into
the air.
The studio, right? And we could talk to him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it.
Oh,
he just
man.
Won't do it. I don't know what
is he thinking. Maybe he'll be taken over by Francois Fox's personality and not return as Scott.
I don't know. But he won't give it up.
Oh, man.
All right. It's 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Tuesday morning, and we'll be back with much more of John and Gordy in
yes,
the morning
we will.
In just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
La, 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 pot, pot, give us some pot. Forget what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high, I want to get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
Well, you're going to give it a try, you know. Try those things out. Neil Diamond. Anti-pot song, basically.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then they have interviews with people who experienced having pot and had all those horrible experiences devastating to their lives.
But when on Neil Diamond, in the song on the album?
Yeah, no, in the song. Yeah, it's a long song with actualities. It was on his album way back in the mid-60s. Yeah.
Just check that out. Well, we're playing that because we're going to talk to Jesse Christensen, and he's from Cannabis DNP, talking about cannabinoid therapeutics.
Yes.
There's some new inventions or new products.
Apparently. Well, we're going to try to fill everybody in on the language of pot, okay?
Okay.
I mean, the terminology being used today.
It's changed over
kinda,
the years.
It's kind of confusing at this point.
Yeah.
You know, there are different levels of it and different kinds. Mm-hmm. And I just want to get kind of a definition of it, and then we'll get into the discussion. Because I believe you asked the question about, what does the DNP stand for, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's actually Doctor of Nursing Practice.
Oh, okay.
So he's well-trained, scientifically trained. He knows his stuff, and he'll be in here to fill us in. And that's why we want him in here. We want to find out a little bit more because, we also know that there's recent research saying that, if you smoke pot, there's a possibility of having a heart attack. It increases the possibility of having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how true that is. It could be just lifestyle. People who smoke pot, sit around and eat chips all day. I know.
Is that what they do?
Sounds like it's from experience, John.
I sit around all day and eat chips, but I don't smoke pot. I gave up the pot part and I'm just eating snacks constantly. But it has to do with that lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. Having the munchies.
Right. I guess so. I don't know. It's a weird subject because, when we were younger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all, it was in the 60s and
it's
70s.
It was a rebellious thing to do.
It was a rebellious thing. Yeah. Yes. And it was very, people were getting busted, thrown in jail
right,
for, just having a joint or whatever. And,
long jail sentences?
Yes. Long jail. Like Texas, maybe 10 years.
It was so stupid
for a joint.
For pot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had all these different versions of pot, and you knew people who had it and who dealt pot.
Right.
And, it was just a strange time.
It was,
But, a lot of people who did do that kind of dealing, and not the hard drugs, but, just pot, basically. And that was a talking point at that time, by the way. They wanted to make sure, you knew that they weren't, risking anybody's lives.
Yeah.
But at that point, we were all just, learning how to start a business.
Can we find our...
how to manage money.
We need to find our Joe Friday Dragnet cut.
I sent it to him.
Oh, did you?
I did. I sent him the Joe Friday cut.
Okay. All right.
I think I have it. Or so I thought.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is illegal. I know that.
That's right.
For now. In a couple of years, things may change when all the kids grow up and start wearing ties and going to the polls. Marijuana is going to be like liquor, packaged and taxed and sold right off the shelf.
I doubt it, Mr. Shipley.
No.
Look, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but it seems to me there must be better things for cops to do than chase down wild rumors about something as innocent as marijuana. Why don't you go after the big bad guys, the heroin peddlers?
Yeah.
I won't argue with you about them. They should be stopped.
That's right. We'd like to put them out of business. That's why we're here.
What do you mean?
We're trying to keep them from getting a new customer.
There's a big difference between marijuana and hard narcotics.
Yeah,
but it's only a small step.
And everybody who takes a drink is going to be an alcoholic. We know that's not true, don't we? Let's face it, we're on opposite sides of the fence, and there's nothing we can do about it. For you, if there's a law against it, it's wrong, black and white. I just don't see things that way, that's all.
Well, you ought to give it a try, fella. It might keep you out of jail.
Maybe. But we'll change the law someday, even though your friend here thinks we won't. Believe me, it's a new world. Your laws are as outdated as bustles. Laws are going to have to be changed to keep pace with the new morality. They'll change or we'll have to break them.
What about your daughter? How's she going to feel if you end up in jail?
She won't like it any more than I will, but you'll have to catch me before you can arrest me, won't you? In the meantime, it's a big game of hide and seek, and to me, it is a waste of time.
How old are you, Shipley?
23.
Isn't about time you grew up?
Here we go. Lecture number 131A.
No, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I don't have the time. I'm just going to lay it out for you straight.
Here's my lecture.
Here, listen to me. You chippy around with marijuana long enough, and you're going to buy yourself a lot of grief.
Joe Friday. Oh, man.
His voice is something else. Isn't it great?
Great stuff. Yeah.
Having that guy to look up to.
Joe Friday. Yeah. Those were the days. Okay. Yeah. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit. They're family-owned and community-focused. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Go to their website. Get a free hearing test there to get you started. And then you can make an appointment with Jim and Sarah. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
You know, a little pushing match. You know, outside the detention center.
What are you talking about?
And I'm talking about LaMonica McIver, a representative, a Democratic representative. And it's just a... she has... Listen to that. I don't know what grand juries do or how they work, but this grand jury, federal grand jury, is indicted her in three counts. The charges include two felony counts of assaulting a federal officer.
Okay.
Two counts and one misdemeanor. All they were doing was just people in a large crowd pushing each other.
That's it.
That was it.
That was all.
And then this is what they're charging him with.
Man. Well, that's just a hint of things to come, I guess. We've got Idiocracy right around the corner. And coming up next, it's the Midwest Food and Farm Report. It's all straight ahead on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Can't wait.
Okay. Stay right here.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well. You know? It, in some or many ways, it may be very difficult to survive this. For some people, anyway. And my first story is not a pleasant one.
Hmm.
It's devastating, really. You know, the cuts that have been made by Elon and the legacy that he's leaving. This is a cut from a little while ago, and you want to mention something first, but I just want to mention, too, that this is a Lawrence O'Donnell editorial, and he did it. But I ran across this, and I thought, we should hear it again, because this is really, this is the legacy he has left for all of us.
From Elon. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. Right now it's 6:36. We've got sunshine this morning. We'll see clouds later, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon, and highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now, 69 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com. Okay.
Oh man.
Where do we get started with Idiocracy today?
Elon? Yeah, we're going to start off with really kind of a devastating story. Yeah. We know that USAID was a devastation for the entire world, global economy, because it helped so many people, so many economies out there.
Yeah,
we tried to help, and that's why we were this beacon of freedom in the world, because we were out there behind everyone, we were helping people out. And apparently, you know, somebody didn't get that message. Some foreigner from Canada and South Africa who just became a citizen thinking that he was a real American for some reason.
But seemed like USAID was the first thing they went after.
They went after that, yes.
Yeah, he went after
it. Yeah, well, some of the reasons why, at least some have speculated, that it's because they were one of the leaders in doing away with apartheid.
Okay.
And... Well, you know,
yeah.
Elon from South Africa, part of that whole history, that whole scene. So maybe it was a way to get back or even. We don't know. It's just speculation. Mm-hmm. But here is Lawrence O'Donnell. He's a little choked up on this story, but doing away with all of these funds that helped the rest of the world out. And the legacy is not a good one for the U.S. So let's listen to Cut 72.
This was a child as precious as yours or mine. Evan's life was in our hands, and for 5 years, America kept him alive with antiretroviral medicines costing less than 12 cents a day through the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, or PEPFAR. This was a program started by President George W. Bush and has saved more than 26 million lives so far. And it turned the tide of AIDS around the world and built enormous goodwill toward the United States. Then along came President Trump and his freeze on most humanitarian aid in January. How could a five-year-old orphan possibly obtain medicine on his own? Evan weakened and soon died of an opportunistic infection. Marco Rubio told the House committee, no children are dying on my watch. Evan died on his watch. Evans of all ages are dying on Marco Rubio's watch. And no one is counting. And so we don't know as of tonight whether it's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Evans, but we know it will be. In a New York Times column titled, quote, Elon Musk's legacy is disease, starvation, and death, Michelle Goldberg reports. Brooke Nichols, an associate professor of global health at Boston University, has estimated that these cuts have already resulted in about 300,000 deaths, most of them of children, and will most likely lead to significantly more by the end of the year. This is what Musk's foray into politics accomplished. If there were justice in the world, Musk would never be able to repair his reputation, at least not without devoting the bulk of his fortune to easing the misery he's engendered. Musk's sojourn in government has revealed severe flaws in his character, a blithe, dehumanizing cruelty, and a deadly incuriosity. Bill Gates has seen starving children in Africa many, many times and has devoted his life and his billions to trying to save them, which makes Bill Gates' verdict on the current richest person in the world so important and powerful. Bill Gates, the former richest person in the world, said, the picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one. And the picture of the richest person in the world carrying around his drug box of ecstasy, Adderall, psychedelic mushrooms, and then taking life-saving drugs away from the poorest people in the world is a picture only Donald Trump could have created. And with Elon Musk and Donald Trump, soulless, mindless entities are what you see. We'll be right back.
All right. Wow. That's pretty powerful.
It sure is. Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to know exactly what kind of impact these cuts produced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The impact.
Wow.
It's going to be with us for a long time.
Quite a while.
We've got Matt on the phone this morning.
Yeah, trying to follow that up, man.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Matt,
good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I love that you do this idiocracy stuff because it so embodies America's biggest problem. We obviously have an imagination problem, and we're fairly stupid, it seems, especially at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have China that's number one now by a large measure, and we can see what they're doing that works. They are run by engineers and scientists. They are highly revered there, and we are now run by crony capitalism and religion. Religion doesn't produce products or wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah. And they have a 50-year plan that they're acting on and are being successful in. We have like a day-to-day plan, if there even is a plan.
I know.
Yeah.
So where is the imagination? Like, I like that some people like Buttigieg and Pritzker and others, I think, are maybe trying to form a new American moral kind of framework or a plan as to what America can be now that we've fallen so far.
Yeah. Well, you know that
we need that desperately.
You know that China's filling in the blanks now. You know, they're going out there trying to help all these societies.
Yeah.
All the ones we abandoned. So they're trying to move
Africa
in
now.
At this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. There's a way that I think Buttigieg and all the others are trying to at least explain what we need to do next and how we should approach it and at least reframe it just a little bit. You know, my sons, are both Gen Zers, are very fed up with the system the way it is. They hate Hillary. They hate Kamala. They hate everybody. They hate Biden. They're not happy campers at all. And we have debates around the house all the time. But I think you're right. You know, there is a different way to go. There is a different way of framing it. We're working on it, you know. But the way we describe it here, we're pro-democracy. Mm-hmm. We're in between. We're not really political in the way that we're looking at things. We're looking at things in a practical way, in a way to save money, in a way that makes sense, that helps people, makes their lives easier. Life is tough, very difficult. A lot of people have very difficult lives, family lives. And if we can make it just a little bit easier, everything can be better, you know? So,
yeah. And we're still in the early stages of trying to form what's next.
Yeah, I know.
No doubt about it.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks a lot for opening that can of worms.
Matt, it's a big one.
Yes, I
what
know.
Are you, by the way, what are you doing, Matt?
Yeah, it's getting his mail ready today.
Oh, is that it? You're at work, probably.
I'm making my eggs and fretting about the collapse of my country that I love.
Okay. Well put. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what we go through every morning.
Right. So,
thanks a lot, Matt. I appreciate the call.
If you'd like to chime in, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. You can also call us or text us from the Civic Media app. It's free to download always and free to use.
Send us
always.
A voice note, right?
Yes, the voice note. That's the
we only have one
new button.
We only have one, but we really need a couple.
Well, people should try it out.
I'm not a very big fan of the one.
From Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap. Okay.
Again, I'm not a big fan of the one
we
have.
Well, it's just an example. We just wanted to have somebody.
Yes. Well, I'm glad
try it out.
Continue to play that one example.
Over and over again.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You like it, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
What?
Because this was a little debate. I don't know how old the debate is, but, you know, it's on the site Jubilee, which I like to watch, but my kids make fun of me for watching it. It was a group of megas surrounding this other group who are trying to say we need the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It will save you money. They'll be in your corner in case you get ripped off. And they're like shaking their heads. No, no. You know, they're too smart financially.
Was this the group that Senator Elizabeth Warren got behind?
Yes. She started Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Mm-hmm. But she's not part of it.
Right.
She just started it. Okay. So anyway, well, let's listen to this debate. This is Cut 73. Let's hear it.
I applaud Elon Musk. He has found an enormous amount of waste, specifically fraud and abuse. And he did that by getting into the government and showing us how fraudulent he is. For example, if you have heard of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and you listen to a single Republican tell you what it is, from Congress to Mark Andreessen on Joe Rogan to Mark Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan to Elon Musk, they will all say verbatim the same thing. It is an agency that was created by Elizabeth Warren to debank people. That's a lie. She doesn't run it. It doesn't debank people. In fact, it keeps people from being debanked. And one of the big things the CFPB did and does is they try and keep X Facebook and all of these social media companies from becoming payment processors mm-hmm. that don't have to follow the same laws as banks. Yep. And there were 280 complaints against Elon Musk's companies alone. And he walked in and he fired the inspector generals and then he gutted it. And he did this at the CFPB. He did it at the National Labor Relations Board, where we also now know that there was a sudden spike of information going out and Russians were using the created usernames and passwords that had been created 15 minutes earlier to try and log in. He went to the FAA. He was able to go and look at every contract that he was negotiating against. He went to NASA. He went into every one of these programs and he gutted them and he made it so that he and his billionaire friends didn't have to keep the rules anymore. And all he had to do is hold this shiny object in front of everybody's face. Look, we're going to cut $2 trillion. Never mind. It's $1 trillion. Never mind. I only cut $150 billion. And
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we missed the end of that, but...
We'll come back to it. We'll come back to it.
All right.
Very good. It is 6:48. We'll continue with
It's a good
much
argument,
more.
Though. It's
it sure is, yes. Yeah. And we'll have more of Idiocracy after this on John and Gordy in the Morning.
All right. Panama Red.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Back to Mad City. I can't wait to feel my wheels rolling and I'm on my way. I've been gone so long. Going back to Mad City today. You can bet I'm gonna do some fishing on the lawn and State Street for a couple of beers.
Mad City.
Some buddies as they're walking, got some friends and do some talking. Oh, it's been too many years.
Going back.
Mad City.
Going back. All right. Yeah. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning with a kind of a cool tune, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mad City.
This was our winner at a previous station. We had a contest of who could write the best song about Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked that one, and the station was taken off the air, and we were never able to award it to the individual who wrote that song. Yeah. We don't know who wrote the song,
right.
So it's driving us crazy.
Whoever did, congrats to you. Congrats to you.
There you go.
It was like 30 years ago. Still haven't found the winner. Hey, you can get the WMDX newsletter right to your email. Just go to WMDXradio.com. Check it out there. If you go to that site, WMDXradio.com, there's also a poll. You can check out our poll. Let's see. What is the question here? I've got it right here. Will you vote John and Gordy best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll? That's the poll.
What a great question.
Well, the answers say, you bet. Love those guys. That gets 77%.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the next possibilities, maybe they're okay, I guess. That got 11%. And then the next possibilities, probably, but I really don't like John Peterson. That's also at 11%. And the last one is, who is this Gordy person
well,
you speak of?
Thanks a lot.
That gets 0%. So I got, anyway. That's it. You can check it out at WMDXradio.com.
Gordy, they love you way more than John. I'm letting
really?
You know that.
I don't understand these shots that I'm taking around here. Well, maybe I do, and I'm just trying to work through that.
Yeah.
All right, now why don't we continue what we were listening to about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And the guy was making a really great argument of why it is good to have that bureau around in order to protect us as consumers. And I think he wraps it up here. And as he's wrapping it up, I just want to, the visual of these MAGAs shaking their head, no, this would never happen, is just amazing. But let's finish this off here.
Okay.
Look, we're going to cut $2 trillion. Never mind. It's $1 trillion. Never mind. I only cut $150 billion. And you mentioned before, it's closer to 60, but if you want to take what has receipts, it's $32 billion. And we increased the budget by $200 billion. We're increasing the budget. He has saved us nothing. And he's hurt every one of you. By gutting the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, every one of you lost the ability to go when your bank screws you, when Chase comes in and they start charging exorbitant fees and they cheat behind closed doors. You all lost your protection.
Then they were shaking their heads. No, it's not going to happen.
No, that would never happen.
What's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Do they not know? You know,
they know.
High bank fees, you know, everybody's paid those in the past, and you know, those came down dramatically when they put the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in place, you know, limiting how much they can penalize you for just banking with them.
Right.
What a weird concept. Let's go to the phones. We've got Joe on the line. Joe, welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, well, let me add another layer to the cake of Mr. Trump's lack of compassion, Rubio's lack of compassion.
Yeah.
There's a great article in Huffington Post, if people want to check it out. It says Trump hasn't visited a single natural disaster on his watch as president.
Wow.
Of course.
It's one of the classics. You know, you go to the site and you're there. You're just showing up matters. It says the federal government, our whole country is aware of what you're going through, and we're all going to pull together to help you get through whatever tornado, forest fire, flooding, whatever it might be that has devastated your community. Hmm. He has, however, participated well in golf and at a cost of about $38 million for the American consumer. So he's, you know, missing an action there. And, of course, at the same time, he's got this deal of trying to lessen everybody's relying on FEMA in any way. He really wants to get that out of the way to such a degree. I don't know if you remember Sarah Huckabee Sanders was trying to get aid for her state. And I never forget the line he said to her in the first pass where she was desperate to get aid to her state, which had been ravaged by tornadoes. He said, "You'll figure it out."
You'll figure it out.
I do love it. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so, you know, the from the heart of darkness, there we have. He essentially ended up okaying aid to that particular state because it's a Republican governor that had been his press secretary. But it took 6 weeks of her calling with all of the cachet that she had to get any kind of assistance. So here's the future, folks. Good luck to us all.
Yeah, that's
for someone who actually worked with him at one time. Yeah. Mm. Yep. Thanks for that reminder. That is, and he wants to get rid of FEMA completely.
Of course.
He doesn't want have anything to do with it.
Let the states figure out how to fund things.
And it's so apparent that he doesn't know what the states are going through.
Right.
How tight the budgets are at those states.
No
idea. And the states have to balance their budgets.
Well, he doesn't care.
He doesn't know the process. He doesn't know what states have to do. No. So he's just putting the cost onto them, and they can't afford to do anything.
Yeah,
They've got their own tax cuts to pass.
He doesn't care. He's setting up new businesses. The latest one. I know. One of his sons.
We're getting to that.
New phone service, the Trump Mobile.
Mobile.
Oh boy.
I'm
sure this will go great.
I was so stunned by that, and the fact that they named it Trump Mobile. I mean, all the other products were, you know, Trump Champagne, Trump Meats, Trump University. not a good brand.
No.
But here they go.
Coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen from Cannabis DNP, talking about cannabinoid therapeutics. All that and more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.